Namaste and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Live Class and Conversation Podcast, a place where we get to go deep, connect, and open our bodies, hearts, and mind together to spread love, inspiration, and good vibes. We're living in truly extraordinary times. The world is changing in a unique, profound, and unprecedented way. The best approach to staying centered, balanced, grounded, strong, and at ease in these times of transition is to prepare ourselves spiritually, physically, and emotionally. I believe yoga, meditation, and music are helping to awaken, unify, and harmonize people all around the world. So I really hope you enjoy these classes. If you want to stay connected, sign up for our love letter at pureflow.yoga to stay totally current on all of our upcoming blog and podcast releases, as well as our online and in-person events around the world. And if you love what we're doing, please consider supporting us with a small donation at pureflow.yoga/podcast. Your journey to being more inspired, embodied, and connected begins now. Finding your way onto a cushion or a block, elevating your sit bones. Wiggle your rib cage nice and tall away from the belly. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Everybody say one word all at the same time of how you feel. Okay, so let's do it one by one. So it's a little bit different than we normally start our yoga classes, but today we're dedicating our practice to the Vishuddha chakra, the chakra that's located at the throat and that's connected to the element of space. So if the front row can just open up so that you can see the back row, and everyone's gonna just share their name and one word to describe how you feel. So, Francie, present. I can go with you next.
Warm.
Christine, motivated.
Carla, okay.
Elisa, nauseous.
Sorry, can you say that again? Can you... Worried.
David, lucky.
Nikki, awakening.
Amir, relaxed.
Sophie, inspired.
Pippa, receptive.
Ash, itchy.
There's some tiger bomb over there for you guys.
Vera, happy.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So just bringing your hands into a prayer, acknowledging everything that's present in this space today. Everything is welcome. And then let's find our way back into our meditation pose. So thank you very much for that. It's always good to hear, to listen, to connect. So lengthening your spine, roll the shoulders down the back, finding a gaze point in the distance. If you like a tree, perhaps taking in the colors, the sights, the sounds, taking in this incredible space that we have the blessing to practice in. Take a moment to really appreciate where you are. It doesn't negate your exhaustion or your tiredness or your worriedness, but also just take in the vibration of the here and now. Take a moment to feel the vibration of what it's like to be in a space full of people who, despite their whatever's arising for them, are still willing to show up and do the work, as opposed to people who may be cut off from that or choosing to dissociate in another way. When you're ready, please close your eyes. We'll come into our Ujjayi breath. So the Ujjayi breath is an oceanic breath where we narrow the muscles at the back of the throat, making an audible sound, like we're saying ha on the inhale, ha on the exhale. And we use this breath to create heat in the body, and also to gain mastery over our wandering minds. So see if you can just follow your breath with your awareness. Your drishti, or focus, is at the level of the throat. If it helps you, you can rest your hands on your throat. Just to feel that sound, to feel that vibration. We'll come into a practice known as Samavritti, so counting the breath and equalizing the breath. So inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold. Internalize the count now. Inhale. Exhale. Keep flowing with your own count, keeping your drishti at the level of the throat, please. Available to you, I invite you to lengthen your exhale towards a count of 8. Staying mindful to avoid any pain or strain of the breath, please. I'm just being loving and gentle, inhaling to 4 and exhaling towards a count of 8. Anytime the mind wanders away, celebrate that you've noticed and gently come back to your Ujjayi breath. Constricting the back of the throat and making that oceanic sound. Bringing your thumb and middle finger to touch. This is the mudra of the Vishuddha chakra, the middle finger and the thumb. Keep your face nice and soft, your spine nice and long. So the Vishuddha chakra. Vishuddha means pure, clear, virtuous. Symbolizes purity and harmony in our entire being. It represents the element of ether or space that hosts all of the other four elements. It's often associated with the throat. Here we come more closely into the sense of flow of prana, which we're experiencing here with the ujjayi breath, as well as the expression of our voice. When we're filled with the light of compassion and love, then we can find more flowing balance in the breath. It's often considered the soul's gate. The Vishuddha throat chakra is the soul's gate that connects the heart chakra, our emotional center, with our Anya chakra, the third eye center, or the mind. So it's the gateway that connects our emotions and our minds. And if it's blocked, then there might be a tyranny of thoughts or a tyranny of emotions. I'm going to ask some questions for contemplation. Feel welcome to continue your ujjayi breath or simply connect your awareness at the level of the throat. And do you feel like you usually speak your truth? Are you authentic? Are you impeccable with your word? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Do you follow through? Do you use your words to uplift people, or perhaps do you gossip or share mistruths or even lie or manipulate people? What about yourself? Are you unwilling to hear? And what is your message for the world? What do you need to communicate? And take a moment to create an intention for this practice, connected to the voice, connected to the throat, connected to your expression, your creativity, your speech, and also to your listening. And today, I invite you to really listen to your body, to listen to the wisdom of your intuitive center, your upper chakra. The Vishuddha chakra is the first of the three spiritual chakras. So this really is about going into a deep space within to listen. Letting go of the ujjayi breath, we'll open our practice singing the seed sound hum of the fifth chakra, pardon me. So we'll sing this many times. And if you feel inspired to add your harmony, you're fully welcome. So once you finish one hum, then you can start your next. You needn't wait for me. Take a nice deep breath in. Ha. Thank you. moment to bathe in the vibration. And keep your eyes soft or closed, your awareness within yourself. People can feel it when you're looking around, actually. And take a moment to connect to your own vibrational field, what you are emanating from your being this morning. Whatever it is, it's welcome. Just become aware of it. Is there a vibration of openness and connection, or is there a closeness or a separation vibe happening? Take your hands in prayer, honoring this beautiful heart of yours, and bow the chin to the chest. Release the hands, arms sweep up, inhale, interlace the hands, reaching up, and exhale, bring the hands to the head. Draw your shoulder blades toward each other on the back. Inhale to the sky, exhale, thumb and middle finger come together as you release the mudra. We're connecting our movements with our breath. Arms up, inhale, interlace the hands, reaching long, wiggle the rib cage. And as you exhale, soften your shoulders, hands to the head, shoulder blades drawing toward each other. Inhale to press the hands up to the sky, and then thumb and middle finger to gently release. Inhale up, interlace and reach. Exhale down, out, shoulder blades together. Inhale, reach, and exhale, release. Thumb and middle finger. Two more times, please. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Beautiful. Last one. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Beautiful. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, twist right hand, left knee, left fingertips. Tent on the earth to lengthen the spine. And exhale, spiral the head and gaze to the back shoulder. Find your breath. Soften the face. And gently bring the head and gaze forward and release. Arms up, inhale. Second side. Left hand, right knee, right fingertips behind the back. Root down to lengthen. And exhale to twist. Head and gaze to the back shoulder. Close your eyes if that's available to you, just to connect a little bit deeper into the sensation. So today we practice deeply listening to our own bodies. Lengthen, grow tall. Exhale to deepen. And then head and gaze forward, gently release. Right ear, right shoulder. Right hand to the upper ear. Pressing the heel of your left hand into space. Spread your fingers, bend at the heel of the hand, and draw your head closer towards that right shoulder, but keep that right shoulder relaxed. Close your eyes and breathe. And gently release right hand down, lift the head back to center. Take a moment, and then second side, left ear, left shoulder, left hand, top ear, and press out through the right hand. So bending at the heel of the hand, spread the fingers, close the eyes, and find your breath, please. Release the top hand, lift the head back to center. Take your arms wide like a big hug, and as you exhale, draw left arm under right, eagle arms. Lift the elbows away from the face. Press the palms of the hands away. Inhale. Take your forearms up to the sky so they're parallel with the sky. The gaze is up, lifting the chin. And as you exhale, chin to chest, round, hug the elbows in. Really squeeze into the midline to get maximum space through the back of the heart. Inhale, look up, seated variation of cat-cow with eagle arms. The gaze is up. And exhale, round. And close your eyes and continue a few rounds of these spinal warm-ups together, please. And coming back to center, open your arms wide, inhale, and exhale the opposite. So right arm sweeps underneath, spiral the arms, lift the elbows, press the hands away from the face, and we'll do a few more rounds. So inhale, take the forearms and chin up to the sky, arch the spine, and exhale, round, hug in towards the belly, chin to chest. You know the flow, find your breath. Make sure those elbows are pressing away from the chest. There's a lot of space here. Today we're cultivating space, bringing awareness to this element of akasha or space, connected with vibration, creativity, expression, speaking our truth, living our truth, speaking from love and wisdom. With your next inhale, come up to center, release. Switch the cross of your legs, please. Flush away from the sit bone. Really opening up through our upper body. To begin, walk your left fingers to the side. Keep those sit bones rooted. Right arm sweeps up and over. Feel the side body peel open. Relax the shoulder away from the ear. Root right sit bone and spiral the gaze and rib cage up. Reach long. Find your breath. Relax your face. Inhale, come all the way up. Both fingertips to the earth. Close the eyes a moment. Relax the shoulders. Feel that fresh flow of prana, vibration moving through you. Right fingers walk to the side. Inhale, left arm up and over, please. Draw the shoulder back. I like to draw little circles here with my shoulder just to create more space there. So feel welcome always to create space in your body however it's needed. Sometimes that's through stillness, sometimes that's through flow, listening to your own body to get the message. Inhale, come all the way up. Walk your hands forward. Look up and lengthen. And exhale, fold. We're in an Ardha Padmasana, or a half lotus or half seated fold. Gently sway side to side as you awaken the hips. Keep your sit bones rooted. Hug your low belly in. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, maybe you can walk your hands a little bit deeper, pushing into your fingers as you hug the sit bones down into the earth. Keep relaxing your face. And inhale, walk up. Switch the legs back to your original positioning. Flush away from the sit bones. Fingertips forward to open the heart and lengthen the spine. Inhale and exhale to fold. Take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, letting out the sound hum. Hum. Quickest way to shift your internal vibration is through the creation of sound within the vessel of your own being. Look up and gently roll onto all fours, please. take your cushion or block to your right side, one side. Tops of the feet on the earth. Walk your hands forward. Inhale, right hand, left heel, right heel. Big body circles, five in each direction. Connecting to this quality of deep listening, connecting with the breath, your awareness, the movement, changing sides if you haven't. And after your five rounds, come back to center. Take your toes to touch, your knees to touch. Lengthen your right leg out behind you. Look up. Spread your fingers, shoulders over the wrist. Lengthen left arm, so opposite arm to leg. Inhale, look up, lift and lengthen the wrist and the heel. Exhale, elbow to knee, push away the earth with the right hand. Inhale, reach forward and up, awaken the fingers and toes. Exhale, hug it. Inhale, reach forward, lift and lengthen. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. With the next inhale, stay lifted, option to stay here, option to bend the knee, reach around the body, spread the toes, kick the foot into the hand, awaken the heart, and lifting the corners of the face, smiling into your practice. Gently release the foot with control. Dog leg, left foot over to left edge of the mat. Shift the weight to left hand. Stack the hips. Press out through the four corners. Right arm gets light. Baby Ardha Chandrasana. Take that arm alongside the ear if you like. And then bending the knee, take the top of the hand with the foot. Spread your toes if it reaches. And as you kick the foot into the hand, blossom the hips forward and the heart open. Nice, everyone. Keep the toes awake. Gently release the leg. Bring both hands back down. Square your hips and release the right leg. Just take a moment to shimmy the hips side to side. And we'll come into our second side. Take your knees to touch. Lengthen left leg nice and long behind you. Right arm forward, gaze is up, active in the fingers and toes. Inhale to reach and lift, and exhale to round and draw in. Press the earth away with the left hand. Inhale, sweep forward long and up. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, core power here. Exhale. Inhale, stay lifted and lengthen. If you can smile the face and breathe, then come into that variation. Wrap the hand around the body, kick the foot into the hand. You got it. Keep breathing, gently release the foot, both hands to the earth. Dog leg, the right foot to the right edge of the mat. Stack your hips and peel the left arm open to the sky, pushing through the four corners of the feet. Stay here or baby Ardha Chandrasana. Bend the knee, kick the foot into the hand, blossom the hip and the heart open, spread your toes. Gently release the foot, square the hips, bring the hands down, bring the knee down, take the knees as wide as the hips are slightly wider. Walk your fingertips forward, tuck your toes, look up, inhale. And as you exhale, Anahatasana, what are you looking for? A tissue? I'll get you one. Melt your heart, chin to chest. Nope, chin to the earth. Or forehead to the earth. Or come onto a block.
We have. Okay. All right. This is our heart chakra melting pose. And when our heart chakra is more aligned and balanced, then it becomes easier for us to more easily express our truth with authenticity, with love. Walk your hands back and slide into a child's pose, please. Tops of the feet on the earth, big toes touch, hips on the heels, wiggle the belly between the thighs. Walk your hands forward and come into connection with your breath. So saying inhale, and as we exhale, the beach sound hum three times. Gently walk your hands forward. Let's find our way into our first downward facing dog of the practice, this beautiful inverted V of the pose. Inverted V pose, not of the pose. Take your feet to hips distance, pedal out your dog, soften the shoulders. If there's any rounding in the spine, see if you can bend your knees a little bit. Notice if your shoulders are coming in towards your ears and really roll them out. So it's like you're wrapping your shoulders around the armpits. Relax your face. Pedal one foot at a time. Swish your hips. Really take the next few breaths to unwind your dog, to create space in this pose. Use your breath to find flow. Look up between the hands, one foot at a time, walking to the top of the mat for Uttanasana. Look up to a halfway lift and exhale to fold, please. Elbows can hold on to each other, soft bend in the knees and gently sway side to side. Nod head, yes, no, maybe so. Relax your hands down, please. Look up, halfway lift. Spread your toes. Interlace the hands behind the back, one big fist. Reach that palm away from you as you look up and lengthen through the crown of the head. So we're in a flat back here. And then exhale, soften the knees. Take your arms up and over. Just wiggle around to release any crunchiness here in the pose. Bring the lips together to release the face. Relax your jaw. And then gently release the hands. Root down the feet, spread the toes, soft knees, and gently roll up vertebrae. By vertebrae, the head comes last, the arms sweep up, the gaze is up. And as you exhale, hands come into prayer. Take your feet to hips distance, soft bend in your knees, and we'll begin our standing with some arm swinging, relaxing the shoulders, just draining any tension in the neck. So keep that bend in your knees and have a play here. Some of us might like to do arm circles. Otherwise, just dropping the load that you carry in the shoulders. So the Vishuddha chakra, the fifth chakra, is associated with neck, shoulders, upper back, the jaw, the neck, the mouth, the tongue. We'll actively practice relaxing these today. In 10 more seconds. slowly come back to a standing in stillness. Take your feet hips distance, root down through the four corners as you soften your knees, lift from the hips to the rib cage, and close your eyes and just notice the sensation, notice the effects of that practice on the body mind. Notice if you're feeling the flow of prana moving within you. I'm twisting the spine open side to side now. Let's take our feet a little bit wider. As you swing your arms to the right, looking to the right, your left heel lifts. Swinging left to right, lifting opposite heel. You might have to stagger yourselves here so that there's no unnecessary injuries. So the head and gaze. Oh, sorry, darling. Just what I told the people. Good staggering, everyone. Thank you. For 10 more. And slowly coming back to center. Gaze is forward. Inhale, sweep your arms up, interlacing your hands. Find the balance point on the toes, please. Pushing down through the balls of the feet. Reach long, but relax the shoulders away from the ears. Inhale here. Exhale, gently release. Open your arms wide. Dive your heart forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, look up and lengthen, draw the shoulder blades back, and exhale, fold. Two more. Inhale, lengthen, draw the shoulders back. The hands can come to the shins or the thighs of the earth, fold. Last one, inhale, stay nice and long here. Bring your right hand to a block or to the center of the mat. Uttanasana twist, bend your right knee. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Gaze is up, activate the length, fingertip to fingertip. Inhale, open. And exhale, release the hand down, change sides. Bend the knee, fingertip to the center, right arm to the sky. Inhale. Feel that length, feel your wings spreading wide as you fly into the boundless sky, the akasha, the infinite realm of possibilities. Inhale here, exhale, release. Plant your hands, step back, top of a push-up. Bring our right knee to the earth, keeping our left foot grounded, just gently pulse through the back of the left heel, just awakening the body slowly. Keep your core activated, Uddiyana Bandha, shoulders over wrists, and switch side, left knee down, right leg back, or whatever is the opposite for you. Beautiful. Come back to center, hug the belly in, engage both legs, high plank, reach forward through the crown of the head, back to the heels, pull the kneecaps up, and stay here for 10 full breaths, coming down if you need. Strengthening our Manipura chakra, our solar plexus chakra, to help keep the other ones open, to help to create a foundation for our heart to open, for our throat to open. If there's a lot of shaking, the knees can come down. And I think we're about there. Bring your knees down, zip your elbows in, come all the way down to the earth, take your arms all the way forward, please. Inhale, fire up the legs, pull the kneecaps up, Shalabhasana with long arms. Inhale, take your arms up, activate the fingers, zip the legs together, spread the toes, create nice length in the body, reach forward, inhale, and up. Exhale to deepen, two more. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lengthen. Last one, inhale, lift. exhale long, bring your hands underneath your shoulders, take a child's pose, find your breath. Exhaling, hum, take a nice deep breath in. Move your jaw side to side, relax your face, gently roll up. Tuck your toes, samurai seat. Sit on your heels and take hold of opposite elbows. Hug the belly in to release any arching of the low back and then bring your chin to your chest. Stay here for 5 full breaths. Relax your shoulders. Spread your toes. And gently release the arms to the earth, release the feet. Take a moment to connect to the vibration, to the prana, to the opening. Interlace the hands behind the low back, preparing for hair pose. Tuck the head close into your knees. Lift the bum. The arms come all the way up and over. The gaze to the belly button, please. Tuck your toes if that's going to support you more. And bring your hands to your heels if that's going to support you more. See if you can bring your head a little bit closer in towards your knees and lift your hips a little bit higher. And then see if the arms want to waterfall a little bit closer towards the earth. Gently release, take the arms forward, sitting back onto the heels, come onto all fours, downward facing dog, please. Wiggle it out, find the space. Step the feet together, sweep your right leg to the sky, soft elbows, awakening the ankle, both directions. Inhale here, exhale, hug the knee in towards the chest, stepping the foot between the hands, back knee to the earth, Anjaneyasana, walk your hands to your knee. Lift and spread the toes, often keep the hand on the knee or else inhale, sweep your arms up. Interlace your hands, palms to the sky, relax the shoulders, and as you exhale, come into the full lunge. Push down through your foot a lot, relax your shoulders, make sure the knee is right over the ankle. And as you push down through the foot, see if you can lift the heart and open the chin and gaze to the sky. Drop your shoulders down the back, find your breath. Beautiful, push down, inhale, open, exhale, plant the hands, lift the back hip a lot. Look up, lift and spread the toes, sweep your arms up for a crescent lunge, and as you exhale, deepen into the pose, firm the back leg, square the hips, relax the shoulders. Coming into a pyramid pose, drop the back foot down. Your foot is 45 degrees. Lengthen your front leg. Hips are square. So bring your hands onto your hip. Hug your right hip back, your left hip forward. Open your heart. Inhale. As you exhale, fold forward halfway. Push down equally through both feet as, again, you square your hips. Reach long and then fold over the front leg. Your elbows drawing toward each other, or maybe your hands are coming to the earth. I'm gonna take some revolved poses today, twisting out anything that is preventing us from speaking our truth, from being authentic. If you don't have a block, can you raise your hand so that I can come and bring you one? Perfect. So bring your block over onto your left side, please.
Come onto your fingertips. Inhale, look up halfway so the spine is nice and long. All right. I'm going to steal yours. Look up halfway, lengthen. Shift the weight onto your left hand. Inhale, take your right arm to the sky. Hug Rita Trikonasana. Hug your right hip back. Both legs are lengthened. And feel from the tailbone to the crown of the head grow long. Lift your head so that your whole spine is parallel to the ground. So notice if your head is dipping and lift it up just a little bit. Yeah, you got it. Come onto your fingertips. Activate your hands. Beautiful, everyone. We're going to take it one step further here. Bend your knees. Bring your block in the hand forward. So even if you don't normally use a block, we're going to play with the block today. Push into both feet. Lift that back leg. Squeeze like you're squeezing a ping pong ball between the thighs. Expand. Open your shoulders, please. The gaze is forward or up. And that back foot is fully activated. So if I were to come and give you a high five, I would receive a high five back. So what did you say? Point the feet, but flex the toes. That's our newest cue. Thank you, Alyssa. Inhale here. Exhale, release both hands to the ground, please. Bend your knee, crescent lunge. Arms up. Exhale, plant your hands, downward facing dog. Dance it out a moment. Feel the difference side to side. Step the feet together, the left leg lengthens to the sky, awakening the ankles, circling, beautiful. Inhale, expanding, and exhale, preparing Anjaneyasana, hug the knee and step the foot through, back knee to the earth, please. Walk your hands to the knee. The knee is 90 degrees over the ankle. Some of us will stay here with our hands on the knees. Some of us will interlace the fingers, reaching up with an inhale and exhale to find our lunge. Relax your shoulders. Root into that front foot to help you curl the heart and gaze and chin up to the sky. So spread your front toes, feel them rooted. Beautiful. Inhale to open and exhale, release the hands to a low lunge. Lift your hips. Lift and spread the toes and then rooting your feet. Inhale the arms up, crescent lunge. Bend the knee. Relax the shoulders. Turn the palms to face each other. There we go. And then take your arms back so they're behind your ears. Beautiful. Lengthen your front leg, step your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, preparing for pyramid pose. Now some of us, for extra stability, we can take our feet a little bit wider from each other, or some of us are aligning our heel to the inner arch of the back foot. Square your hips, keep your arms to the sky, inhale, expand. Exhale, forward halfway. Hug your left hip back to reach long, push down equally through both feet, and then lower. Maybe there's blocks under your hands. Beautiful, everyone. Relax your face. Push down through both feet equally. Relax your head. Find your breath. Take your block underneath your right hand, please. As you inhale, look up halfway, lengthen. And then sweep that left arm to the sky. Beautiful. Push down equally through both feet. Hug Rita Trikonasana. Beautiful. Lift your head so it's aligned with the spine. It's aligned with the earth. So
soft bend in the front knee. Take your walk forward, Ardha Chandrasana. Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana. Your soft bend in that standing leg. Push through the four corners of both feet like you're squeezing a ping pong ball. Push out through the fingers. Push out through the feet. Can you enjoy this? Yes. Inhale to expand. Exhale, plant both hands. Bend the standing leg. Crescent lunge with control. Open your heart. Inhale. And exhale. Take a child's pose, down dog or vinyasa. Plant the hands to a high plank. Inhale here to build strength and tone. Exhale, lower down. Coming into a cobra, up dog this time. Draw your shoulders back. And exhale, take a child's pose or a down dog as needed. Take an inhale with a hum three times. Big breath in. Your knees, please. Lifting your hips, tucking your toes. Ustrasana, camel pose. Hands to the hips. Tuck your toes. Press your hips forward. Lift the heart. Lift the chin. The hands can reach back towards your heels. Keep pressing the hip forward, lifting the sternum, lifting the chest, relaxing the head back if it's available to you. Keep pressing your hips forward, lift the heart. Exhale, chin to chest, child's pose, release. Second time, inhale, come up onto the knees, tuck your toes, sweep your arms to the sky. Press your hips forward, lift your heart. Option one is just a little bit back, look up. Option two, drop your hands back to touch your heels. Option three, talk through the feet on the earth. Keep pressing your hips forward as you lift your heart, maybe relaxing your chin to the sky, opening this third, also known as fifth chakra. This is the second time I said that. Draw the chin to the chest, take a child's pose. Find your breath, or sit upright, whatever is resting for you. Take the forearms forward. Spread your fingers wide, come into a dolphin pose. Shift the weight so the shoulders are over the elbows. Tuck your toes and press your hips up to the sky, melting your heart towards your legs. The balls of the toes root, the heels can lift. Keep melting your heart. Push down into the forearms, opening through this upper body, preparing for our headstand. Experiment with lifting one leg up at a time, stacking shoulders over elbows. And then come down onto the knees, sit back onto the heels. Whew. If you have a headstand in your practice, you're welcome to come into it. Otherwise, you're welcome to watch as I demonstrate. So let's all just begin by bringing the heel of our hand onto the third eye, and bringing the hand down the center of our head, and where that middle finger touches, this is the place where we're gonna rest. Now if you're on your moon cycle, or blood rushing to your head, or pressure on your head or neck is an issue for you, I'm going to come around and give you an option, so just let me know. Take your elbows and bring them onto the earth. So measure the distance. Now, interlace the hands and release your pinky fingers and open your thumb wide. Yeah, so open your thumb. Now, bring that crown of your head, that point that you touched, into the cradle of your hands. Tuck your toes and lift your hips. Root down a lot through your forearms to strengthen and lengthen your neck. You're gonna walk your feet in and tip your hips. Option one, stay here. Option two, bring the feet to the bum. Keep pressing into the forearms, strengthening, lengthening the neck. If you can stay here 5 full breaths, totally stable, then the legs come up to the sky. Taking a child's pose whenever is needed. Just lifting a hand if you need an alternative. You want an alternative? You good? So please stay mindful to avoid jumping. If for some reason you are feeling out of balance, tucking your chin into the chest to roll, but we're not going to do that because we're all fully in alignment here. Now if you're up in a headstand and I'm walking around to make sure everyone is safe, if there are variations that you want to bring into the legs, we're going to take another minute here. Come and rest in a child's pose when you are ready, please. So inversions can be very intimidating. They can bring up resistance. They can bring up fears. We're turning things on their head right now. But we're also sending lots of fresh oxygenated blood down towards our upper three chakras. So some of us who need to awaken our fifth chakra, the center of communication, clarity, creativity, inversions can be great. When you're ready, please take a child's pose. Take a deep breath in, and then hum. Downward facing dog, please. Come high onto the toes, soft. Bend in the knees, lightly float to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Next shuffle. Lift and spread the toes, root down through all four corners of the feet, soft bend in the knee, roll up rounded spine or lift up with a long spine, your choice. Arms up. Then exhale to gently release. Coming into a balancing sequence. Lift and spread your right toes. Lift your right heel, draw it back. Shift all the way to your right foot. Hug your belly in towards the spine as you look for a drishti. Interlace your hands to cradle the knee. So pressing the knee into the hands, lean back to extend through the neck. You can awaken the ankle here if you like. We all feeling that stretch here in the neck? Yeah, maybe push more into the hands, lift the heart and lean back. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale. Gently release the foot into a figure four. So bringing that foot across the leg to the outer edge of the thigh, hands in prayer. Activate the foot to protect the knee. Inhale and exhale. Send your hips back, folding over this beautiful hip opening balance. Spread your toes. It's available to you, bring your hand to the earth. Keep spreading your toes. Keep finding your breath. Rooting down, look up, hands back to prayer. Come all the way up. And then cradle the knee again. Reach the foot, the knee into the hands. One last pose here. Stay awake in the hands and knees. Bend the standing leg knee if you're feeling too much pressure. And then bring the knees together, holding the hand, holding the foot behind the back. Both knees point down. Press your hips forward. Lift your heart. Lift right arm to the sky. Thumb and middle finger together. The Shuddha Mudra. Hand to the inside of the foot. Inhale, lift and lengthen. And exhale, Natarajasana. Kick the foot into the hand. Melt forward. The more you kick into the hand, the deeper the back bend. Spread the toes. Hug your right shoulder back. Keep your drishti solid. Inhale. And when you're ready, releasing with control, shake out that right leg. Good work, right leg. Whew. Second side. Lift and spread. Left toes. Lift the left heel. Draw it back. Shift the weight. Left foot. Interlace the hands to cradle. Right knee, please. Awaken the ankle. Lengthen through the neck, so strengthening, bringing awareness to our neck, this gateway that connects our heart and our mind. Bringing space here, connecting to the element of ether. Inhale here, exhale, figure four. Cross the foot over the left knee, hands in prayer, pressing the knee down. We sink into our chair, melting forward, maybe bringing our hands to the earth. Hands to prayer, root the foot, inhale, come all the way back up, cradle the knee to lengthen, activate the foot, and then gently bring the knees to touch the hands behind the back to catch the foot, press your hips forward, lift and open your heart. Both knees pointing down, and then left hand to the sky, thumb and middle finger, Vishuddha Chakra. Lengthening, inhale, exhale, kick the foot into the hand, Natarajasana. Hug your left shoulder back, please. Yes. Gently release. And release the left leg, please. Find your gaze point. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Interlace the hands. Find the balance on both feet. Reaching long. Feel yourself stretching out, raising your energy into your upper chakras. Take your feet as wide as the mat. We're still on the balls of the toes, but the heels draw in. Bring your hands in prayer like you're sliding down a pole, the center of your being. Malasana, yogic squat. Just take a moment to adjust your pose here. Maybe bringing cushions or blocks if your heels are lifted. The knees can press open, be pressed open by the elbows. Lengthen the heart. And then exhale, chin to chest. So out of balance, our throat chakra can express as arrogance or dishonesty or fear, a lack of confidence, manipulative behavior, excessive talking. Imbalance, our throat chakra manifests as healthy self-confidence, authenticity, clear expression, and the ability to listen to our inner voice. Look up, bring your hands to the earth, shift all the weight onto your left ball of foot, lift your left heel, come onto the ball of your right foot, and take the mudra, thumb and middle finger, on top of both knees. So we're in a balanced variation of Malasana. The gaze is over to the right hand. Inhale here, and exhale, express this pose on your second side. So shift the weight to the ball of the right foot. Left foot is, maybe it's flat on the floor, maybe you can come onto the ball of the toe. Yes. gently release. Come back to center, bring your hands behind you, shift the weight back. Now take your block, bring your feet together, your knees wide. You can take a wider diamond variation. Bring your block underneath your feet. Elevate your feet on. Take the flesh away from the sit bones. Now, if that's super uncomfortable for you, then no worries. Just do it normally. Bring your hands to the ankles. Lengthen your heart. Lean back. And as you exhale, dive the heart forward. Maybe the elbows are pressing the knees open, or else the hands can walk forward. Hug your chin into your chest and find your breath. Let's take three hums together. Big breath in. To create space in the neck and the throat so our profound spiritual truth can flow easily through. So the messages that we want to share with the world, both in our words and in our actions, can be heard. Take a moment to truly connect with the sensation this pose is offering you. Deeply listening within. Now with your next inhale, gently come to an upright. Stagger yourselves as we come into a wide-legged forward fold. Root your heels into the earth. Hug your toes back and take the flesh of the sit bones away. Maybe you're coming to sit on a block. So if you're rounding in the low back, if the inner arches of your feet are facing the sky, we can all bring our hands onto our hips to roll our pelvic bowl forward. And then again, hug the toes back in towards you, fingertips to the earth. Lengthen the heart, inhale. And as you exhale, just gently find your edge here in a forward fold, chin to chest. Maybe the forearms are coming down, maybe the hands are reaching the feet, or maybe you're lying all the way down. So if you have a variation, feel welcome to work with this. Together, coming back into that butterfly pose, lift the hips and come all the way onto the back. Right leg long on the mat, squeezing right knee in. So hug your right knee into your chest. Ekapada Appanasana, amazing for digestive, and awaken your left foot. You may like to weave a strap to the inner arch of your foot. Otherwise, interlace the hands at the back of the thigh. And as you inhale, like you're pressing an elephant to the sky, with resistance, press your heel all the way up. Holding on behind the thigh or the shin. If anyone wants me to bring them a strap, just raise a hand and I will bring it to you. The head can rest on the earth. Yep. Inhale, push the foot up to the sky, and exhale, draw the foot in towards the face. So if you've got a strap, wrap it around your hand a couple times, equally with both hands. Yeah. Last one here, press the heel up, exhale, draw the leg in. Beautiful, everyone. Bring your left hand down to your left hip, please. We're gonna keep our hand there to remind us to stay grounded as we gently bring our strap or our leg into our right hand, push out through the four corners, and gently open the leg wide, lowering shoulder to elbow, please. Like you're serving your leg on a platter. And again, see if you can really maintain the groundedness through your left hip. Maybe you can lift the foot up a little bit higher towards your head. Preparing our twist. Inhale, come back to center.
Switch the grip of the strap or else take your left hand outside the right. Take your right arm alongside the shoulder. Gently peel your right hip off the earth and bring that leg all the way down to the ground, please. Adjust yourself as needed. And for a variation, you might like to bend your bottom leg. Take your right hand to the top of the left foot. Draw that leg back.
Beautiful. So take that bottom knee away from the opposite leg. Are we feeling that? Turn the head and gaze opposite the leg. Head and gaze to the sky. Gently release the back, the bottom foot. Lift your leg back up to the sky. So you're lengthening that bottom leg again. Yep.
Lift your head to kiss your knee. And then pushing out through the four corners, release your strap and gently lower down with control, taking a moment in a transitional Shavasana to feel the difference side to side and wiggle it out.
Just feeling the vibration that's coming from within you, the vibration that's outside of you. What's your relationship to this moment? Hug your left knee in. Squeeze your left knee into the chest. Ekta Paddha Apanasana. Stay awake, yes, thank you, in your right foot. And then preparing your strap or interlacing the hand behind the belly of the thigh, slowly express the full potential of your leg lengthening to the sky. Like with any of the chakras, trauma, unresolved conflict, stuff that's happened in your life. Maybe you grew up in a family where there was a lot of screaming. Maybe you weren't heard. But this can cause imbalances or damage to the chakras, which can manifest as disease or illness or discomfort. Shift the leg into left hand, please. Right hand grounding the sit bone and serving your leg on a platter, shoulder and elbow. Relax down to the earth. Open your leg wide. Keep that right hip grounded. Maybe you can draw the leg up towards the head a little bit more. You've got it. Preparing our twist, inhale back to center, lengthen your left arm on the earth, please, shoulder height. Right hand takes the outside of the leg, peel the left hip off the earth, bring your leg all the way to the ground. You might need to stagger yourself a little bit, and then coming into this cat's tail variation, bend the bottom leg. The top hand comes holding on to the top of the back foot, kicking that foot into the hand. Draw that knee back and then turn the head and gaze to the left. If that's not comfortable or available to you, just come into a regular twist and close your eyes. What do we need to twist out of the fifth chakra? Coming into clearer speech, clearer communication, clearer creativity. Well, we can practice deep breathing. We can wear or surround ourselves with the color blue. We can take rest and go into silence and really cultivate deep listening. Hydrate, yeah. Consciously relax our jaw, our mouth. We can start vocalizing more, singing more, chanting more, speaking our truth more. We can allow ourselves to share our thoughts and ideas more. Inhale, bring the leg back to the sky, release the bottom leg. Lift the head to kiss the knee, please. And then exhale, lower that leg all the way down and transitional shavasana. Out of balance, the throat chakra is really this feeling that I am not worthy. I'm not worthy of being heard. I'm not worthy of being listened to. So an affirmation you could work with here is, I am worthy. I speak clearly. I speak from my heart. I speak truth. I am worthy. I am worthy. I am worthy. Gently hug the knees back into the chest. Gently roll side to side, please. If you're tired or on your moon cycle, come into a supported shoulder stand, bringing a block underneath your hips, your toes to the sky. The rest of us are going to come into a plow pose. Hands by your hips. Lift your hips. Take the feet all the way up and over your head, rocking your shoulders underneath the back. Maybe your hands are supporting your low back. Maybe your hands are touching your feet. Yes. Push your feet into the ground to lift your hips, taking the fold out of the belly. There we go. Firm your legs. Beautiful throat chakra opening pose here. Keep rocking your shoulders underneath the back. Beautiful. Heavy feet. Too much? Bring your hands to your low back. And with grace, take the feet up into a shoulder stand. Your heels, knees, and hips in one line. Careful to avoid moving the neck, please. Lift your chin so there's a little space between your chin and your chest. And move your feet towards the ocean a little bit more. Push through the balls of your feet and draw the toes in towards your head. Sorry? Yeah, like that. you have variations that you're working with in this pose, you're welcome to express those now. If you want to take rest and that's going to be what's balancing for you today, you're always welcome to lower down onto the back, feet together, knees wide, or if there's another resting pose you need. What isn't said. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. Epictetus. Taking your last few breaths, we'll all come up into a beautiful throat chakra opening pose known as fish, Matsyasana, together, the legs can be nice and long in front of you. They can be lifted at a 45 degree angle or hands or feet in a butterfly. Bring your hands palm face down underneath your butt cheeks. The elbows root into the earth. And as you inhale, push into the elbows, lift the chest all the way up, the crown of the head relaxing towards the earth, staying here as long as feels good, and then releasing chin to chest when you're ready. Yeah, so lift your heart. And then bring your head back. And when you're ready, release all the way onto the earth. Chin to chest. If there's any last pose your body wants to express, know that you're free to do that. If you're ready to be in Shavasana, take your feet as wide as the mat, please. And let's take a few breaths, bringing your hands to rest on your throat chakra. Your hands rest on your throat. Wisdom rising from the heart, we more easily know and share the truth as we experience it. Communication is clearer, expressing the stability, creative, willfulness, and love emanating from the balance of the lower chakras. So again, connect to your voice, connect to your power, connect to your expression, revisit your intention. Taking a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, a hum, and lower into Shavasana. Balancing our practice with stillness, integrating, listening deeply, Shavasana. Walking around with eye pillows as you hear my footsteps. If you want, just lift a hand. Harmony is a resonance of deep joy and connection. When you're in harmony, you know there's nothing to be feared. You simply see all of creation in its harmless and innocent beauty. It's only the eternal dance of life. You know that you're a participant in a great mystery within the perfect harmony of it all. And you choose to abide in the ever-present moment. Harmony will pervade you, reminding you of the intimate connection with everything around you. Harmony. Thank you. before, bringing that into the moment. Or to the level of your throat. May this practice help us to balance our center of creativity, the center of expression, of truth, of communication. Thank you all for your beautiful practice this morning. Namaste. So much for opening your bodies, your hearts, your voices, and your minds. It said that singing is one of the most powerful practices for awakening both our physical and our energetic bodies. So your homework for the weekend is to sing more. And if you like, then we would love to invite you on Sunday. We're having a full moon soul song celebration with myself and the inimitable, the incredible Nalini Blossom. So if you're not sure who she is, she's kind of a big deal. So come on down, 400 baht, and we'd love to have you there Sunday at 6. This is my last practice of the moment. So thank you all for coming every day. For showing up to yourselves and to each other and to the space. And please also feel welcome to join us next week for the student teachers, the beautiful women who have been training really with their full hearts, bodies, minds, and souls for the past 3 weeks. So come and show your support. All of the money that we raise from those classes will be going to our partner charities. Have a beautiful weekend. Dance your heart out. Sing your heart out. Happy almost full moon on Monday, Tuesday. I believe there's a fashion show next week. There's no shortage of fun stuff happening right now. So take the time to balance your outer expression with your inner listening, okay? Deal? Deal. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you feel inspired, uplifted, and connected. If you love the show,
please share and spread the love. Feel free to leave us a comment, and if you feel, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can find show notes for this episode and all of our podcast episodes at pureflow.yoga/podcast. There you can also give us a tip. So if you love what we're sharing here, then please consider supporting us with a small monthly contribution to help us to keep creating awesome free stuff for you. So that's pureflow.yoga/podcast. And if you'd like to stay connected with our community, I invite you to join us on our love letter. So sign up at pureflow.yoga and be the first to know about hot new blog posts, podcast release, and other inspirational treasures to keep you practicing and in flow. I'll also share with you special deals on our offerings that we just don't share anywhere else. Feel free to reach out anytime, sending you so much love and inspiration, and have a beautiful day wherever you are.